The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We know that Father's Day is upon us,
mm-hmm.
which, and we do this for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Do this for moms. Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I thought she had a second.
Nope. Yeah.
But we're doing it for dads. We don't want to hear the stories about how great your dad was.
I bet he's great.
Your dad's awesome. Oh, mm-hmm. my God. He helped me rebuild that motorbike. That's not what we want to hear. We want to hear the stuff your dad did that almost killed you.
Right.
Or it's most of these stories have the subtitle. We call it Bad Dads, but most of them also have the subtitle of Don't Tell Mom.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like when you're in the middle of whatever situation, at some point he has that moment of clarity where he's like, oh, I'm dead if she finds out. 100% dead.
My dad did something that there was no way around telling mom. He was tickling my sister and we were laughing so hard. I actually don't know if I was there because we were that young, but he's tickling her and she is trying to get away and bonk. Her two front teeth on the fireplace.
Oh, my gosh. You don't understand. This is such a trigger for me.
Why?
It's a American History X. And like my son was just standing on a roller thing next to my fireplace. And I'm like, dude, you can't be in this room. Like your teeth that close to the fire. I just said this to him this morning. I can't believe you're telling a story of teeth on a fireplace.
I thought you meant like.
No. He was rolling out my leg and he's like doing the log roll on this thing. And I'm like, dude. I see the fireplace and I see your teeth and I know how this ends.
Okay, anyway, yeah. I'm so luckily, sorry. They were her baby teeth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was like five.
If she wasn't ready.
No, they were not ready.
Great
no.
design, though, of humans. Like, you give us a trial run with the teeth. And then, like, the first round, you know.
Yeah. So true. She knocked them both out.
Both
bloody.
Out. Yeah. Took a while for them to grow back because they weren't ready.
But if there was a chance he wouldn't have told, but he had to because she's missing teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad built houses. So he just, like, I've told most of these stories on the air, but like any given day, if my mom had something to do, he'd have to just bring the boys to the house site.
Uh-huh.
And so like he's accidentally let go of hammers. My brother had the claw print in his head from the hammer. Cause he's just hammering something between his legs. Like,
Oh,
no.
Just sticks in your brother and you're like, Lonnie's got a hammer in his head.
Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom. And then one of my other brothers, like he left two of my brothers unattended by a trailer that hauled out all the junk. And one of them was at the back of the trailer. One of them was at the front. And the one in the front picked up the tongue of the trailer, rolled right over the kid. Rolled right over one of my brothers. He was smart enough to change the shirt because it had a tire track across it.
Oh my God.
Changed the shirt, took my brother home. Don't tell mom. Everybody agreed. Bath time. It was in his skin. The tire track was in his skin. She's like, look! And he comes, she's like, there's a tire track across our son's.
He's like, whatever do you mean?
They must have done something.
They must have been doing something.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. Aaron, I know this is a weird time for you.
It's not weird. I'm just like, my dad died when I was 8, so I don't have like a lot of...
He didn't ever screw you up?
No, he definitely did. He died.
I was like, the dying part might have.
No, but I remember.
Don't tell mom.
She still doesn't know. Really trying to keep it a secret.
Oh my God.
No, but I remember he was a jokester and he loved scaring us and he would tell us this like Johnny give me my liver ghost story thing.
Yeah, Aaron, of course.
I don't know.
It's one of those stories you tell around like a campfire and then they have something ready to do, drag their nail across
and then jump scare. Or he would have two plates, he'd turn off the lights and one plate would have shoe polish and that would be the plate that he gave the other person, the kids. And then he would say like, follow what I do. And he would like put his finger on his face, dip it on the plate. His plate was clean. We ended up covered in shoe polish. Yeah. Just funny.
Don't tell mom.
All right. If your dad screwed you up in some way, a little bit north of dying.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
I was at least in my 20s when I remember I'm the oldest. I have two younger sisters and I was with my sisters and they were reminiscing about like, you know, like when you would get a sore throat in the middle of the night and then, you know, dad would get you up and he'd get you a bowl of ice cream and then you got to eat the ice cream like after midnight and it would make your sore throat feel better. And I said, what? Hold on. From the top? What?
You never got.
No, just the girls got that. Just the girls.
I never had it.
Yeah. But did you ever wake up with a sore throat?
I guess I didn't know. I think they woke up more often with sore throats because they knew it was. Yeah.
They're like, but we're going to get ice cream.
No one told me. Like, come on, sisters.
Once, once word got out.
Yeah, let me in. I call him every once in a while now.
And go, in the middle of the night.
Dad,
my throat hurts. Yeah. One of the favorite stories that I just read was like, this feels like my family. When your dad, and you know this hack, you start to let your kids help you. Mow the lawn.
Yes.
Oh,
do different things. The dad let the kids come out while he was trying to cut down a tree.
Oh.
Okay.
So he had the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. Big moment.
You wanna? He's putting the chainsaw in.
Too big. This feels too big.
Put the chainsaw into the tree, and if you're not good with the chainsaw will get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you just can't get it out.
You're just, that's it.
It's just kind of stuck, and you're just like pulling on it. Well, he couldn't get it to come out.
No, dude.
And then he's just yanking. It wasn't running, thankfully, at the time.
Oh, okay.
But as he pulled it out, the kids are all just gathered around watching, and he took it right across one of the kids' legs.
But it wasn't running, so
It doesn't matter. It's still sharp as hell.
Ugh.
The whole family panics. They look. There are holes, perfect holes, all along the kid's jean, and they just stood there in shock waiting for the blood that never came.
Oh my. So it was
just
far enough
jeans.
Away.
Wow.
Either way, as a mother, I would not be thrilled.
That's why you don't tell her.
That's why you don't tell mom. All right. We want to hear how bad your dad was, or if you were the bad dad. We'll accept those as well. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're putting together moments of fatherhood. We call it Bad Dad. I think we talked about our father's hack. Did you want to admit anything that you've done?
Yeah, my very first act as a father, the day my son was born, when
I was kidding, but if you really want to, yeah, go.
Oh, yeah, because they take him and they put him in the little, they weigh him and all that stuff, and they're covered in all this white goo, and I'm seeing him for the first, and I'm wiping all the goo off so I can see his beautiful little face. And then the nurse came over and was like, no, he needs that goo. I forget what it's called.
That's a good thing for people to know.
I agree. Thank
you. I didn't know they need the goo.
It's like really good for their skin. It helps them like be healthy, all these good things. And I was like, get that off. Wipe it off. Like, my first active father was
as a non-medical professional, you decided to just
clean him up.
He's like, they didn't do it. So. Yeah.
He's licking his hands. It's nasty.
I want to see your face.
Okay. I have not screwed my children up in any way, shape, or form. So right. I have no stories.
Your story should be the, oops, I give them everything they want.
Okay, that's not funny, though.
True.
Jessica?
Yai.
Bad dad. What happened?
I was 12 years old, and my dad was letting me back his truck out of the driveway.
What?
And I hit our mailbox.
You don't say.
And we spent the rest of the afternoon putting it back together before my mom got home from work.
Classic.
Why would he let a 12-year-old drive a truck?
And back up a truck.
Yeah,
you could
easily
go
driving
forward.
Driving, period.
Yeah,
why?
I've been asking him, and he thought it was a good time for me to learn how to drive a little bit.
Okay.
Mom wasn't home, so.
Did she find out?
About a year later, the flag fell off, and that's when we finally came clean.
So you were 13, so by then you were operating heavy machinery, forklifts, and whatnot.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Driving tractors.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for the call, Jessica. 12, you can't. You can't see over anything. You're little.
I definitely drove a golf cart at about like 7.
Yeah, golf cart different than different. Car.
My siblings were strapped to the back like golf bags. So I don't know.
Terry?
Yay!
Bad dad. What happened?
Oh, my dad was so bad all the way up until he was a senior citizen. He used to blow up
mailboxes when we were kids, but when he was a senior citizen, he begged for a cat. And I was like, I will help you get a cat, Dad, if you get permission from your wife in the assisted living facility. And he was like, yep, got it. So we went and got him a cat and drove him back to the assisted living, and he was like, all right, you're going to take the cat through the back door. And
oh, yeah, no, he hadn't gotten permission.
Oh, no.
Oh, heck no. I was like, Dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you smuggle the cat in for him, though?
Oh, heck yeah, I did.
Good daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he get in trouble?
Good daughter. Oh, he was in trouble for a bit, but what are they going to do? Tell us to get rid of the cat?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
If cats aren't legal at the assisted, yes. Yes.
It's just a gator. What?
Okay. That's amazing. Thank you for the call. Kaylee?
Yay.
Yay.
Bad dad. What do you got?
Well, it's pretty bad. I have several stories, but this one. So we woke up Christmas morning bright and early, and my dad was bringing us back to my mom's house. And on the way there, he was just locked the windows and was farting nonstop. It was horrible.
He rolled the windows up for this?
Yes, and we were like
Dutch ovening you in the car?
Yes, and then he drops us off and we never saw him again.
Stop. Do you mean like never?
Never. That was the last time I saw him.
Farting and abandonment?
So farting was genuinely his last gesture towards you.
Yeah, he was like, F these kids, I guess.
Maybe he was trying to give you a bad experience so it wouldn't hurt so bad.
Yeah.
I guess so. It was only Christmas morning, too. That's just another layer.
Guys, are you okay?
Yeah.
Kaylee, are you okay?
For real? Yeah, I'm great.
Probably better off than with Mr. Fortula.
That's the worst. Tell me something you've heard that's worse than that. It's Monty Python, I fart in your general direction. Yeah.
And then I leave you.
Fred?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bad dad, what do you got? Yay.
So, it was the 70s. Let me start with that. Oh. And my dad was taking us up in the mountains, and he thought, hey, let's pull over, and I'll show you guys how to shoot some guns, you know? Normal. And we pull over on the side of the highway, and he, my brother shoots a gun, and then he gives it to me, and I shoot it to shoot. But it's a 357, and I'm 9 or 11. Maybe.
Dude, that is a cannon of a gun.
A cannon knocked me on my ass, passed in my head, and I shot it when I fell down again. So it was a live round just bouncing. Yeah, so
we're locking the windows on the way home.
No, Dad.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.